Busload after busload of kids arrives at the Music Academy of the West in Montecito.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
More than 300 kids are here as part of the United Way of Santa Barbara County's Fun in the Sun program.
We are so excited to have you here today for Up Close and Musical. This is our fifth Up Close and Musical, and we're super excited.
It's a program for at-risk kids, which mixes education and fun activities to not only keep them occupied for part of the summer, but to help them improve academically.
This is our 20th year of what originally started out as simply a program to keep kids from getting in trouble with the law during the summer, because low-income kids don't have child care. Their parents are working. And in the last 12 years, this has become the preeminent summer learning program because we've added in a lot more academics and education, still cleverly designed as summer fun.
Paul Didier is president and CEO of the United Way of Santa Barbara County. The nonprofit runs the program, which involves 72 different agencies and is supported financially by 19 different groups.
It's 6 weeks. It's 8:30 to 4:30. It's about 220 hours of very carefully researched programming. The kids have to be identified by their schools as low-income qualified. They have to also be identified as what the school calls academically at risk. So when they start with us, they're DNF students mostly. So our whole thing is, how do we prevent summer learning loss, achievement gap stuff? So these kids go back to school reading and writing and doing math better than when they left school.
The participants range from 2nd to 12th graders. Luis Chidas is the United Way's project manager for Fun in the Sun.
That includes an academically structured morning and a lot of experiential activities and field trips throughout the day.
This is the fifth year the Music Academy of the West and Montecito Bank and Trust have hosted a day of Fun in the Sun. The event starts off with fun, a music-filled carnival with games, a photo booth, arts and crafts, and face painting. 10-year-old Christian Garcia clearly visited the face painting booth.
So I see you have a mustache. Kind of a big deal for a 10-year-old.
No.
Where'd the mustache come from?
Face painting.
What are you guys learning about today?
Listen to music.
But these kids are also doing something many people have never done in their lifetime. They're the guests of honor at an opera. In fact, the West Coast premiere of an opera called Second Nature, which looks at what could happen to the world in the future if we don't protect our environment.
Maybe it's not so great out there. I mean, they left it behind.
7-year-old Alejandra Torres liked her first opera experience.
It was about, like, what would happen if we treat nature bad. We wouldn't really have shelter and everything would just turn out bad.
And 14-year-old Jacqueline Rosas gave it a thumbs-up review.
I actually thought it was going to be more like classical music with more instruments playing, so I was pleasantly surprised. It was amazing. You could really feel like the suspenseful moments that really got you there, and it was just an amazing experience.
United Way's Paul Didier says this mix of fun and education really works, with the program getting national recognition over the years.
You cleverly mix in the school and the fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They none of these kids think they're going to school. Actually, we hire some of the teachers from the schools. They say they're actually getting more academics in 6 weeks in this program than they do in the school day. So it really is an accelerated intervention kind of program, but it's all built around fun.
And while the activity was music today, it could be science or engineering tomorrow, with a number of education enrichment activities built into this program. In Montecito, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.